You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network. I am Sean.
I'm Jan.
And we welcome you again to the episode and to the podcast so you guys can hear about our awful, awful comic book collection. And it's not that awful.
It is. It's terrible.
I mean, so we'll just, you know, we buy a lot of superhero comics and pretty much just Marvel and DC comics that we buy. But we buy them for $1, 50 cents, 25 cents, what have you. And it's stuff that's not really worth a lot of money, but it's worth its weight in entertainment.
Okay.
why can't we justify that? I think it's fun.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's fun because we get a chance to buy these books and read these stories. Because not all these stories. Think about it, actually that they don't. And this is probably a very good way to look at this. Is that not all these stories are collected? You know, you can't buy these in, like, trades or something like that. And I typically try to avoid buying books that I already have in trade that, you know, they're, you know, individual issues of or vice versa. So I like to be able to find this stuff. I think it's pretty cool to come across these books and, you know, and read stories that I normally wouldn't read elsewhere.
Yeah.
So... So this week we are going to check out another Marvel, another DC comic. First of which is going to be Justice League of America, number 166,
from
May 1979.
Oh, that's right.
And we just recently bought this issue, and the top is falling apart.
Yes.
And it is not in very good condition at all.
Nope.
It would not be worth a damn thing.
It's barely worth a dollar.
Barely worth a dollar.
Probably not even worth a dollar.
But the story is intact.
Yes,
and that's
sure.
all that matters. That's yeah, all yeah. I think really matters to me and to us. So so let's get into it. The cover of the issue is the Justice League being besieged by a Griffin statue that is... Per Superman, that object, it's taking over our minds, our bodies. And this cover, Wonder Woman looks very, she's already on the ground.
She's been zapped. Zatanna's had better days.
Green Lantern.
Batman, I'm not sure what he looks like he's doing, but
He always looks like he's...
He looks like he just, like, tried to hit Superman, and Superman looks terrified.
Yeah.
What that kind of looks like.
Just sort of mess up his hair. So, it's called The Long Way Home. In which we start, and I'll let you describe this, John.
So we start at Zatanna's mother's funeral, which, just FYI, Zatanna had a mother. And so apparently her mother is one of what's called the Hidden Ones, which is from, like, a race of people who were hidden. And so they're all sitting there. The Justice League is there, and you've got Elongated Man, a Red Tornado, and Black Canary, and all these people, and they're sitting around... And they're all sitting in a semicircle while a bunch of girls, like, dance and are happy at this funeral, right?
Yeah.
Which, it upsets Batman. Because he says, maybe I'm taking my grim reputation to heart, but I just can't get accustomed to this festive atmosphere. So then Wonder Woman gives him a big lecture about how, like, cultures are different. Batman doesn't like it. He's all cranky. He doesn't like that people are happy at a funeral. Because Batman is paying me off.
He's always grumpy, you
know?
He's
very grumpy.
And it's just, it kind of just doesn't, you know, you'd think he would understand
the
stuff. I mean, he's been around long enough to understand and see a bunch of weird stuff and get it. And he's still a brat.
Yes, he's a dick.
He's a jerk.
So he's all like, meh. Even though Zatanna's mother died last issue, like, trying to save them or whatever, he's just like, meh, sitting on the ground with his arms crossed, just like, meh.
Like, meh.
Like, there's no fun in it. So anyway, and they leave. So anyway, there's the thing, and they're like, oh, we should probably, like, leave, because the thing is over. And that's it. They're like, we should leave. And then, of course, here, I'm going to let Sean talk about this, because this features one of his favorite characters.
Oh, yes, Red Tornado. And this is back when Red Tornado had stripy pants.
Stripey legs.
Which stripey legs? Which apparently Zatanna gave him stripey legs. She's like, you know, we need an outfit. Let's give you stripey legs. So here he is, all stripey, and he's doing watchtower duty. He's doing monitor duty, and he's bored.
He's a robot that is bored.
He's a robot that is bored. He determines.
Well, he says, like, man, if I weren't a robot, I bet I'd be bored. No, he's bored.
He looks bored.
Bored as fuck. Because everybody else is. He was drawn at the funeral, but then he's like, everybody else is gone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's drawn at the funeral.
He's drawn at the funeral. Flash is there too.
Elongated man.
Yeah, wait, so...
He's drawn there, but then, like, you cut to
him
at the watchtower, and he's like, no one's here to see me.
What the hell?
Right?
Yeah, he's thinking about the... he's like, oh, man, I wish I was human, wish people liked me. And he gets blindsided by the Secret Society of Supervillains.
Now, Red Tornado spends most every issue of a book that he's in getting his ass handed to him. He's rarely conscious, actually. He's really good at getting knocked unconscious.
He's really good at being ripped apart. Like, there's literally, like...
People yell at him all the time.
In his own miniseries, he gets his ass handed. Like, he doesn't even get to shine his own miniseries. Like, I have the 85 miniseries that they had for him. And, like, Superman's just like, I'm gonna rip your arm off. And he does! Just fucking rips his arm off.
Poor Red Tornado.
Red Tornado is just getting...
I just don't understand who... Like, he just... Nobody likes him, and I feel bad for him.
No, people like him.
But I mean, like, the writers don't like him, because they always kick his ass. We need somebody to get their ass handed to him in a page.
The funny thing is, too, is that he usually is, like... He tries to do things. He's trying to, you know, be a good hero, trying to whatever.
And he just fails. Really, like, through no fault of his
Batman
own.
Batman gets cranky at him. You know, a few times.
Batman.
You know, but that's to be surprised. You know, that's to be expected.
Batman.
But so the Secret Society of Supervillains is there. It's Reverse Flash, the Wizard from Earth 2, who looks, I never heard of him.
Sure.
Star Sapphire, Floronic Man, and Blockbuster.
Yay.
The original Blockbuster. And so I don't know how this is. I'm just kind of gloss over this because basically they were on Earth 2 fighting the Justice Society, and then they got
stuck between dimensions,
and the Flash, Reverse Flash, somehow uses vibrational frequency to
find a portal
and get them back to
Earth 1,
and
here they are.
I guess, and this makes no sense because later. It's revealed, and I'm just going to jump ahead here because this kind of makes sense, but apparently their life essences were trapped in this limbo, and...
But their bodies aren't?
Their bodies aren't, and later on it's revealed as, like, we're going to die at any second, so we have to get... What they want to do is the reason why they're on the watchtowers, because they want to get the Justice League there so they can
transfer their souls
into the superheroes' bodies... And leave the shitty body, you know, switch the souls, and let the
hero... It doesn't really make any sense, because I'm not sure, number one, how they got separated from their souls. And number two, why taking the bodies, if they don't have their souls now, somehow sends the souls of the Justice League to... I don't know how it works. It doesn't make any sense. They need the bodies so they can have souls or something. Just go with it.
So anyway, so they try to... bolt from the watchtower.
But Batman has set up some sort of fancy thing that notifies him that somebody has used their transporter.
And it's funny because, so they show up at the transport, you know, show up and, you know, there's Red Tornado is...
Out of it.
And it's funny because he's there even though he was at the party.
Right. And my favorite thing is that Green Lantern even says, like, poor Red Tornado, every time we turned around, he's, like, getting knocked unconscious.
He recognizes he's a big... It's a big chump. And I love Red Tornado, and it disappoints me that he gets the shit beat out of him every time.
Yeah.
So they figure out that the dudes were there, and they apparently are looking for this statue.
So they go to Israel. Where the statue is, apparently, somewhere. So they land, and, like, some old dude shows up, and he's like, oh, well, I'm the director of this project. Let's walk out of the hot sun so we can talk about it. And Batman goes, nope, not so fast, and punches this guy in the face. Right? All he's doing is standing in the hot sun and sweating. Okay, let's just get that straight. He is standing in the hot sun and sweating, That is enough for Batman to suspect him, and he punches him while Zatanna screams, "Why are you punching an old man?" And Superman's like, "Oh, it's okay. Batman knows what he's doing." And Zatanna's like, "But he's punching this old guy."
He said, here's what I quite didn't understand, though. This is, so his rationale is because
right.
I suspected he was a fraud because the Israeli professor showed up with a bad sunburn.
Right.
Whatever.
It's fucking hot.
And he wanted to get out of the sun. Yeah, because it's the sun.
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's what I don't get. It's like, that's enough for Batman to suspect him. Like, yeah, even if you are a native to somewhere hot, you're going to sweat in the fucking sun and get a sunburn.
Something tells me that if Batman ever met Abe Vigoda, he would just cold cock him in the face.
Batman's like the worst profiler ever. He's terrible.
He is.
He's just like, you look somewhat suspicious. Punch. He's terrible. He's absolutely terrible. So anyway, but apparently he's right. Don't forget that. Batman's right.
He was right.
So anyway, he punches him and he's like, well, that's a, never mind.
It's a ruse. So it ends up being, we all find out that the society.
And they attack our dear friends.
And then Batman.
What was that wrestling move?
Oh, he's giving him a bell ringer. Batman's getting a bell ringer from Blockbuster. He's taking both of his fists. Oh no, it's the atomic noogie.
That's what I was, that's it.
Well, he's just punching his head. He's not grinding his knuckles.
So you don't know that.
Well.
Let's just pretend he's grinding his knuckles.
Yeah, let's pretend he's giving him a nookie. And,
Like, Batman, the other thing I love about this is Batman is, like, fighting Blockbuster. And Batman is such a fucking douchebag that what he says here is he's like, of all the people I've ever fought, Blockbuster is one of the few who almost frightened me. Like, he can't even admit to himself that he might be a little bit terrified of this gigantic man running at him. He can't even admit it to himself. Kind of a dick.
Well,
Batman, dear.
Well, yeah, but things he's like, but he doesn't need to have fear. But he doesn't need to have fear. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, Green Lantern can't have any fear.
Yeah, but he's not a Green Lantern.
Doesn't matter. He could not have fear.
He has fear.
If he's Batman, I don't want him to have any fear.
He has to have fear. That's how he knows where his limits are.
I don't know. Anyways, so basically this is where we find out where the life essences are stuck in this other dimension. Apparently all these villains want to go into this giant space asshole.
Yep, they're literally ripping open a space asshole right here.
Yeah, this looks like a big dark asshole.
Rip it open an asshole to find this griffin statue that will enable them to switch bodies. It doesn't make any sense.
And then
it literally makes no sense.
And then they do. And then the superhero villains are in the bodies of the heroes and vice versa. And that's it.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know. This is actually not a very...
Aside
from Batman punching an old man.
That's probably... And complaining about a funeral.
Of anybody who should have most compassion.
No, it's not sad enough for him. That's my... He really is a goth kid. He really is on fucking Gotham, that scene where Bruce Wayne is listening to metal and drawing heads on sticks. That is Batman. I just want everybody to understand that Batman is a very depressed goth kid who wants to fucking read Edgar Allan Poe and smoke clove cigarettes while listening to fucking Bela Lugosi Dead. That is what Batman wants to do. He's very, very emo.
Well, that is the issue of Justice League of America, Volume 1, 1979, number 166.
Mm-hmm. What month is this?
May 1979. So it is 1 year before my birthday.
Oh. No. What are you kidding? 1 year? This is 1970. Oh, it's. I thought you said 76. 79.
Yeah, that's what I said. 79.
So it's 1 year before your birthday. I thought you said 1976. I was like, you were not born in 1976.
No, I'm not old. So anyways, so that's the. So that's it. And that looks to be. It's just a confusing mess. And our issue's falling apart. So there you have it.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Bela Lugosi's dead. Undead. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so we're back.
Yay, back.
And next issue in our collection up is Dazzler.
Yep.
Dazzler, Volume 1, Number 18, from August 1982. And I just bought this one recently because here's the thing. Like, this is, you know, I don't care anything about Dazzler. You know, she was probably the least exciting character to play in the X-Men arcade game. You know, and her...
What, you didn't want to roller skate around?
She didn't roller skate, though. She wasn't dressed really? Like this. No, she was actually dressed in, like, an 80s different outfit. And she used to just throw light bombs because it was either her... Wolverine, Cyclops, Storm, and Colossus.
Mm.
And really, you know, the only reason to play is you're playing as Wolverine. Actually, was Wolverine in that game? I should know. Anyways, if he's – but well, I know Cyclops was, and he's a big wiener too. Yeah, that game wasn't very good. However, so this is Dazzler, and – So if you don't know about Dazzler, Dazzler basically is a mutant who can transform sound into light, and she parlays this into a singing career
slash light show.
She's an entertainer. She was going to be a lawyer. Now she's an entertainer. She's a singer, and then she went on to become an X-Men and to become a superhero. But pretty much in this initial run, you know, she is just
working on becoming a singer,
and. Running into stuff along the way, she, you know, just before this episode,
just really having a run of bad luck.
Just before this issue, she ran into the Galactus. She did something with Galactus, and then to start off this issue, she's kicking it in the Baxter Building, messing around with her powers, hanging out with the Fantastic Four.
Thing is playing a saxophone,
which right there I call bullshit. Because
you don't think the Thing can play the saxophone?
How? His lips are made of rocks.
Well, apparently he can play the saxophone.
I don't know. That's the thing. I have a lot of questions about the Thing's skin. Because it is rock.
Yes.
But yet it is able to play a saxophone. You know, I just don't understand how that works. I mean, and maybe I don't know. I haven't researched it enough, but... It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
But they're messing around with her powers.
So it's Thing's playing a saxophone.
Torch is playing a guitar.
And she's roller skating around because she wears roller skates. Yeah. Disco roller skates. Because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, well, why not?
Sure. So anyway. And what's his name?
Reed.
Reed. Yeah, he's like... not having any fun.
He's the Batman of stretchy men.
Pretty much. And so, actually, my favorite part is like, Reed stops him, and Thing goes, what's the big idea, Stretcho?
Well, he calls him Stretch all the time.
I just like the idea of anybody getting called Stretcho.
He's got all sorts of
he's got all sorts of names for it, and I enjoy it. It's fun.
Sting, because the Thing's got all sorts of goofy mannerisms and names.
More people should have crazy-ass names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically he gives her this
tape recorder
that's going to amplify her power.
It looks like a Walkman. So people who are young, you might want to go Google Walkman and look for a picture of it. But anybody who's older knows what we're talking about. It's cassette playing Walkman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she plays it and uses it to, you know, he's like, hey, if you ever need this, you can use it to fuck shit up. And she's like, I'm a hero. I'm not a hero. I'm a singer. I'm going to be a singer.
Yeah, and it doesn't even make any sense because, like, she's like, I'm a singer. And then she just, like, randomly drops into the conversation like, oh, you're like my dad. You're going to tell me I should be a lawyer. And he's like, no, I was just giving you this fucking Walkman thing. I don't know what's going on, crazy.
You know what? He's like, you can actually make a difference with this Walkman. She's like, fuck you.
You just want me to be a lawyer like my dad. He's like, I have no idea what's happening.
It's like, you know, you actually make a difference. Ah, screw you. I'm going to go. And she's like, I got my roller skates.
Oh, yeah, and then, like, the invisible woman just, like, pops up.
I just think it's kind of funny. She's just walking. That Sue just walks around.
Yeah, she's like, I'm practicing my invisibility. I'm like, do you have to practice?
Yeah, I know. At this point, it's 1982. Fantastic Four has been around since, what, 1964? 1963 or whatever, two?
I thought the whole 20 years now. She's not going to lose that ability. If she doesn't use it.
Well, she's practicing it on creeping up on people she barely knows. Is that
what... Sure, she just says she's practicing it. I'm like, it's not something you're going to lose, lady.
Go practice it somewhere else, you dumb lady.
So anyway, she's like, great, I'll take your crazy Walkman thing and I'll see. I'll check it out.
So this is something... Actually, yeah. So then, you know, it just... She does that. And then some weirdness happens where, like...
Angel shows up at her door.
Angel shows up at her the house of her grandma, and she's like, "I heard her mom's, Allison's mom's missing, or Dazzler's mom's missing. I forgot exactly why.
I don't know why he shows up.
He's just there.
It just never goes back to it. I'm assuming it might be in the next issue.
And then we go to Dazzler's dad, who's a judge, and he's having a freak out during a trial.
He's having a bad day.
I don't think that gets picked up on again either.
It doesn't. That never comes back either. So he's
Right. It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like staring off into nowhere, and everybody's like, "Judge, you okay?" And he's like, "Recess," and then you never see him again.
So there's two plot points that don't get picked up at all for the rest of the issue.
Yep.
But anyways, you focus on Crusher Creel, aka the Absorbing Man. He decides to check into a slummy hotel, and he decides that what he needs to do is get his hands on Dazzler, because Dazzler is going to help him. With
destroy the Avengers.
You know, he's gonna absorb her power somehow, because basically he could
but he doesn't really understand her power yet. As we see later, he doesn't really know what she does.
No, he doesn't.
No, not until the end of the issue, but he still thinks that she's the one he has to go after.
Right.
Sure.
So he ends up, I love Absorbing Man, actually. Well,
he's got kind of a little cool story here where he talks about, like, how he tried to absorb water and it like really fucked him up.
Well, because I think his skin could absorb the properties of power. And my question is though, if he absorbs water, he becomes water.
Yes.
And it just, you know, and it fucked him up because it spread him out.
Well, that was the thing. Concentrate. He was trying to stay together, but he's in the ocean and it wasn't letting him.
But I love the fact that he can change. Like, I just like the idea that he could change his body into like. Like other, anything. Like anything, like any, like wood,
iron,
steel, rock, you know, I think that's fucking rad.
Yeah, it's cool.
And he has
his little story about how he got better.
Yeah.
After fighting the Avengers. And so he comes back. He's like, "I'm going to go after Dazzler." Does it say why he thinks that she's the one?
He is a secret weapon. Actually, he just
says, "I'm going after Dazzler."
At this point, yeah, he's just like, "Oh, I'm going to find Dazzler." So, I don't know, Dazzler's watching baseball. Fucking boring.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, nobody cares. She's having a relationship conversation with some guy that apparently she's dating, and that guy hates baseball, so you should like that guy.
Yeah, I like that guy. He's my favorite, but he's... Yeah. So we go to, like, her talent agency where...
Absorbing Man.
Her brother breaks in, but I like because, like, there's this guy, they're watching, like, a video... of some singer, and the guy's
scuzzball.
And then the guy's like, "Yeah, she sucks." And the assistant's like, "Oh, I think she's great. I'm gonna get her number." And he's like, "Don't get her number." He's like, "Note to self, get number." You know,
because the guy's actually like, "We're not a dating. We're like a legitimate talent agency. We're not a dating place." And he's like, "I'll break into your files later."
Note to self, get sleazy. You know.
So basically, that guy's a douche.
Brazilian man shows up. He's like, "Tell me where I can find Dazzler." Instead of just picking up a Village Voice. And looking up where she's performing next, because obviously she's a big star, and you can just find out where he is.
Didn't he have a fucking Village Voice in a couple panels ago?
He had a Rolling Stone. And he just found out where she's being represented.
Okay,
by what group? And she's like, because there was an action shot of her, with the Avengers, and they're like, "She's represented by this guy," and he's like, "Oh, I'll just go find him and find out." And he's just like, "Oh, when she's performing at this club this night."
Well, you know what? See. You couldn't write this comic today because Absorbing Man would just Google Dazzler and find her fucking touring schedule and just show up.
Go on Polestar, find her shit.
Just go on her Twitter. But no, there is no Twitter, so he has to break down a wall and threaten people's lives.
So yeah,
the internet really has saved lives.
Yes. In this case, this would be completely obsolete. But she.
So doesn't he go to Club Spearmint? Or something, is it called
Spearmint.
The Spearmint Lounge, which to me sounds like the Spearmint Rhino, which here in LA is a strip club. Anyway, so it's a little bit much, but he goes to the Spearmint
Club.
And she's on stage, kind of like a gem, I'm looking at her as like a gem in the hologram.
We don't see any lyrics that she's singing, but she's basically just singing with a purse on stage and you know,
being light and
skating. And she's turning in her lights.
And she's skating.
And she's skating. Yeah, there's a lot of skating going on.
And she's got some like crazy eye makeup, which is why I call her like the gem. She's kind of like a gem in the holograms or like a misfit, because her eye makeup is like insane crazy.
Yeah, she's got like kiss makeup
on. Yeah, she really does, but only on her eyes, and it's bright blue. But she's just having a good time, and so she decides like, oh, I'm going to give this thing from Reed a shot while I'm on stage. Probably not the best place to test it, but I'm going to try it. And she turns it up, and the sound is like overwhelming, and she pretty much blinds her entire audience.
She almost destroys them.
Yes, and she's like, oh, sorry about that.
Here's the best part. She's like, there was a problem, guys, but if you guys want refunds, I'll get you. You can have it. That which is she? The promoter's like, hey, that's cool how you handled that, but it's gonna come out of your money. It's like, that's actually a really like dodgy thing to say.
Yes.
About refunds, because what if they couldn't give the refund? I don't know, for whatever reason, you know.
Yeah, she didn't really have the authority to authorize refunds.
I mean, because this is the thing, she's like a talent, but she's not like, I mean, she's a big deal, but she's not that big of a deal. I mean, she's playing Spearmint Lounge.
Well, yeah, but she was already talking about how like she's never going to be famous. So she's just basically like bouncing around New York, but she was still in Rolling Stone. So I don't know. We're not sure about the
level. Well, she was hanging out with the Avengers. So, I mean, yeah. You know, yeah.
And then so you think she would be more famous instead of bitching about like why she's not famous.
Here's my favorite part, though, is that later in the second set, she's like, well, I'm not going to use any of the Dazzler stuff, but I'm just going to do a giant split.
Yeah, which I don't even understand how that works, because, like, literally her leg would be about 9 times longer than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's ridiculous. So she's trying to do this, and then Absorbing Man breaks through the wall, and he's a purple brick man.
Yeah, I don't understand where he found purple bricks to turn into.
Or why he has to be purple bricks. Like, why he can't just be, like,
brick.
Yeah, but like apparently his pants are also the same color.
Well, that's a thing too. Actually, that's an interesting thing too. Like, not only his pants, I don't know if his pants are the same texture.
No, they're just the same color.
Like, but why does his clothes?
But they shouldn't. Like, I don't think his pants do, but I think like they just happen to match.
There's an explanation here somewhere. Sure. So he finds her and he's like, hey, you're gonna help me.
And she's like,
because he saw her do that big blast thing.
Oh yeah, that was the part. He's like looking down through the skylight at Dazzler, and he's just like, oh, there's a part where it says something like, oh, she's really pretty, and he like reconsiders his plan of murder. Where is it? Over
Too bad
here?
She's gonna have to die soon.
Yeah, he's like, there she is, real cute. Too bad she's gonna have to die soon. And then he pauses and he thinks, he reconsiders his plan. As if she were ugly, he would have no problem killing her. But because she's cute, he thinks, maybe I shouldn't kill her. Which is really fucking horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, and I still don't quite understand what exactly...
I don't get it, because he doesn't seem to know. Like, here he gets her. And he's like, all right, you're going to help me. And then you're going to tell me how you used all that light stuff. Like, he doesn't quite understand how she does it. So I'm still confused why he would go after her if he didn't understand what she did.
Well, he's an impulsive supervillain. That's what he does.
I know, but, like, he really, what he wants is whatever she just used on stage to basically blind the entire audience, which he would not have known about had he not seen it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it's really weird, like, why. The why isn't making a lot of sense. So she, like, gives him the Walkman thing, which he puts around his neck, and he pushes play. And then he's like, oh, the sound is terrible. It's awful, whatever. And then she light thing him, and he absorbs it.
Somehow he absorbs it.
And he becomes really big, too. Like, he gets, instead of just being, like, his normal self, which was, like, probably, like, 6'4", now he's 15 feet tall. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't quite, I'm a little bit, maybe I'm not following this correctly, but
he just gets really big after he light absorbs all her power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So that's That's it.
That's it.
And then the next issue, Black Bolt shows up. I actually could have had bought the next issue after this, and I didn't. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't, because I kind of wanted a bit more clarification on this whole story and how Black Bolt figures into this, because he's a fucking Inhuman, and why is he even bothering with her? But
oh, she's wearing roller skates. That's probably why.
You're hung up on these roller skates.
I really am. I'm really hung up on the roller skates. I can't, because not only that, but they're like disco ball roller skates.
Pretty much.
It doesn't make sense.
So that's the story. Actually, I do like the issue, the question page or the letters page, because a lot of it's basically like, "Hey, could Dazzler have a boyfriend?"
You know? She has a boyfriend. She just smooshed that guy.
Well, they're like, "Hey, what about Quasar?" Because Quasar wasn't an issue.
Quasar. Sean loves to say Quasar.
Yeah, he's in it. And they're like, "Hey, how about him?" And they're like, "What about who else did they suggest? Is it Spider-Man at some point? Yeah, Spidey. Like everybody want. Yeah, they want her to hook up with all the heroes. You know, this is shipping at its best.
Yes, it is.
So,
Dazzler needs to fuck everybody.
And I don't know who she goes on to bone, but you know.
What would like a Dazzler Quasar name be?
Dazwar.
Dazwar? Maybe.
Quasler. I like Quasler.
It's Quasler.
Quasler.
Someone's OTP is Quasler.
Yes. Somebody. they would actually be a good couple because they're both light-based people.
Mm.
You know, Quasar is actually like a Green Lantern construct building kind of dude. And,
yeah.
You know, and Dazzler's got...
She's a mutant.
Mutant light powers that sort of kind of not make sense.
Yeah, they really don't, because I don't know how you absorb sound and turn it...
I don't know how it actually hurts anybody. It's just fucking light. But they're not,
yeah, that's the thing.
But it's not solid light, is it?
I don't know. It doesn't...
It's just light. It just blinds you. And you're like, all right, well, whatever. It's light.
Right, because apparently she can do it on stage and not hurt anybody until she does it too bright. Until there's, like, too much sound and it's too bright. But then
does it give off heat?
I don't think so. Everybody seemed fine.
I mean, is it sound?
Just like,
but
wow, what a pretty light
but
show.
Is it sound that, like, hurts people's ears?
Well, I don't know. That's the
and
thing.
And it turns into light.
I think the louder the sound, the brighter the light. But if it just gets bright, that really doesn't do anything. It's just like, oh, I'm blinded.
Yeah.
I mean, can you like throw it at somebody? Is it like an energy?
Well,
because
in the X-Men game, she would be able, like, her power would be to throw like light bombs that would explode and hurt the enemies.
Well, that would make more sense. Maybe her powers become different as we go on.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. I mean, well, it's kind of like with Jubilee. Like, Jubilee had, like, firework powers, right?
Yeah, but she could, like, shoot that out of her hands and it would, like, explode in people's faces.
So is that the same thing here?
I don't know. She just seems to, like, glow. I don't really get it.
But does she give off heat, like, light?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea.
I have many questions.
We have a lot of questions about Dazzler.
I have a lot of questions about Dazzler. Maybe I should have been reading this in the beginning. Maybe I should read numbers 1 through 17. I don't know.
Do you care enough to read that?
Kind of now, do, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
A little bit.
All right. Maybe we'll pick that up later.
Anyway, so that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. You can find us every Tuesday here on the Sideshow Network, sideshownetwork.tv, and in the Comics on Comics feed. Thank you again to Vito and Juan from Comics on Comics for allowing us to kick it in their feed and listen to their show every Friday. You can find me on Twitter. I am at AngryHeroSean. And you also find me on Instagram at the same one, S-H-A-W-N is how you spell that. And theangryhero.tumblr.com is my website.
And Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Jen Stansfield. And Tumblr, I'm jenstansfield.tumblr.com.
And that's it for this week in Worst Collection Ever. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.